Hi, Brock.
Hello.
What do you think, I don't know if this is easy to answer, but do you think there's a blueprint for how you can beat the Patriots?
I think there's certain things when you look at a lot of games, you know, when you really look at the past couple of years, playoff games, things of that nature, you know, the first thing that jumps out to you, you have to protect the ball. If you're going to beat the Patriots, especially in Foxborough, you can't have any turnovers. If you have turnovers, you know, you're giving Tom, additional chances to score points, sometimes on a short field, and that's never going to be good for your football team. So I think that's really the first thing that jumps out. You need to protect the ball, and then obviously, and it seems, you know, quite obvious, but it's the truth, you know, anytime defensively that you can get turnovers and create turnovers and now give your offense the short field, that always seems to be a big advantage in playoff games.
What did it mean to you to be out there back with your team and be able to play the way you did and help the team to a victory in a playoff game?
I loved it. I was a little kid on Saturday. I was having so much fun, and I just, I love every guy in that locker room across the hall so much. And just to see what this football team's gone through this year, nothing's been perfect, but there's a lot of grit on this team. Every single day, everybody works hard to get better. And we found ways to win the ugly way at times. And I'm just very proud to be a part of this football team and to be able to help this team get a win in the playoffs.
Brock, could you talk about having custom suits made for the offensive linemen?
It was part of their Christmas gift. It was one of the things I did for those guys. The offensive line, in my eyes, has done a tremendous job this year. You know, there's been multiple games where there's been no sacks. There's been multiple games where there's very few hits, if any. And so I really appreciate everything those guys do. Playing in the trenches, playing on the offensive line, you don't get a lot of credit. But you're going out there every day and you're getting beat up. You know, a lot of those guys this time of year are put together with duct tape and glue, it seems like. And so it was just, a way to say thank you and my appreciation towards those guys.
Who did you have do them?
There's a woman, Paige Hutt, out of Colorado, actually. I was introduced to her from some of my old teammates, and she did a tremendous job, as she always does.
Brock, how much of beating the Patriots is believing that you can beat the Patriots, and where is your belief that this team can get this done on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think having confidence and believing in yourself and your teammates is huge in any game. And so this game is no different. If we're going to be able to go up to New England, a place that is very difficult to win in, they have a great home field advantage. Obviously, what Coach Belichick and Tom Brady and the rest of that group have been able to accomplish is second to none, really, in the past, 14, 15 years. So very impressive, very, very tough place to win. So you're exactly right. It starts with believing and developing confidence, and that starts in practice. And it's up to each and every individual to prepare themselves not only physically on this football team, but mentally. I think that's just as important.
Brock, I want to ask you one non-football question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Last week, before the game, you were doing your usual welcoming the players onto the field, and Mr. Bush came out in his wheelchair, pointed at you and smiled. Y'all shared a moment for a second. How special was that for you?
I don't know if special really puts it into words. Growing up in a small town of Montana, one, just to be, a starting quarterback for a playoff team, that's living a dream right there. And then, you're welcoming your teammates out onto the field to kick off, your first career playoff game. And here comes President Bush. So it was a very special moment, to say the least.
Probably these guys know you've beaten Brady before last year. Do you talk with them about that? Do you tell them, obviously they haven't done it here, so do you tell them, your experience and what you were able to do?
I haven't. I believe that, is something that occurred, obviously, with a different football team in a different year, but certainly it's in the back of my mind. And going back to some of these other questions, believing in yourself and having confidence, that there's proof in the pudding there for myself. And so the thing I would say to that is, different team, different year. But there are some things that correlate. It goes back to, protecting the football. I think I had one turnover in that game, and it was on a batted ball. And, it put our defense in a very tough situation. But it goes back to it's the same recipe. You can't turn the ball over. You need to play smart. You know, they're going to play a lot of zone, but when they play man, you need to connect on your downfield shots. You need to get your chunk plays at those times. But, you know, that's something that I keep separate.
What did you learn from watching the playoff victory over the Patriots last year that you can apply to playing now?
Well, it goes back to some of the things I said. It starts with ball security. And then number two, you know, anytime you play in Foxborough and you're playing against Tom Brady, he's going to find ways to score points. And, you know, he's going to try to find a way to start the game fast. So, you know, whether they score the first touchdown of the game or even the first two touchdowns, you know, one thing I learned, you know, watching Peyton play in a couple times against Tom, you have to stay patient. That's probably the best way to put it. You have to stay patient, and you have to believe in your game plan for the full 60 minutes. You have to stay the course. You can't get down 3 points. You can't get down 10 points, 14 points, and then hit the panic button. You need to stay on course with what you talked about all week. You know, you need to take what the defense gives you, and you really need to play the 60-minute game because anything can happen in a full 60 minutes. You can't get rattled from just the first, second, or third quarter.
Brock, do you feel that last week against the Raiders was a little bit better between you and Hopkins, being able to find him and that type of stuff? And if so, why do you think that was?
You know, I think, you know, Hop and myself, as well as the other skill guys, I think we found a way to have some success last week. And I think part of that is, you know, we were playing on the ball in an up-tempo system, and we are really just running our bread-and-butter plays. You know, we weren't doing anything flashy. We were just running plays that we've been running since OTAs. You know, we kind of call it the back of our call sheet plays, things that we all know inside and out. And I just feel like everybody felt very comfortable with that game plan, and because of that, we were able to execute at a high level.
Brock, when young quarterbacks are coming up, one of the names that they talk about a lot is Tom Brady, that he's someone they watch and learn from. Was that the case for you? And what is it about him specifically that quarterbacks want to learn?
You know, I can only speak for myself when it comes to that. And as a young player, and especially my first couple years in Denver when I wasn't playing much, you know, I'd always dedicate a day in the week to study a different quarterback. And a lot of times it just so happened to be Tom. And I think the thing that really stands out to him is, you know, when you watch Tom, you know, his competitive fire jumps out to you. He's one of those guys that no matter what, he's going to play the full 60 minutes. He's a tough guy. You can hit him, but he's going to keep getting up, and he's going to keep firing the ball downfield. And so, you know, I have a lot of respect for what he's been able to accomplish in this league. He's a lot of fun to watch play. You know, he's one of those guys when you're playing against him, you usually don't sit down on the bench to have too many conversations when their offense is out on the field because you want to see what he's going to do. So I have a lot of respect for him, and he's a very tough, competitive player.
Brock, when you had the matchup with the Patriots defense, you got Malcolm Butler out there against DeAndre Hopkins primarily. Just your thoughts on that matchup and what you've seen from Butler on tape from the first game you played against him.
Yeah, you know, give a lot of credit to the Patriots defense and especially their secondary. You know, I think all those guys, Butler, Ryan, you know, the whole group, McCourty, I mean, they're just they're tremendous players. They're athletic. They're physical. They're not afraid to get up at the line of scrimmage and challenge wide receivers to get off a press. You know, they know where to play zone coverage. They know which holes to fill. You know, one thing that's very evident on tape is they're very good at understanding down and distance and pass concepts. You know, they understand what's coming to try to defeat a certain coverage, and they're a very talented group.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys.